Dear God, thank you just for this opportunity. Thank you for allowing me to be able to step up here and just speak your word, to be a messenger for what it is that you have to say to your people today, Lord. I pray that all nerves just move out of me, Lord Jesus, that you would just give me boldness and authority and confidence to be able to speak, Lord. Let me decrease and you increase in me, because it is not my strength and it's not my power, it's not my words, but it's yours, Lord. So I just ask that you would just speak through me, Holy Spirit, that you would come into this room, allow all hearts to open and all ears to hear what it is that you have to say and have to speak. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So when I got word that I was going to speak specifically on the topic of colorblindness and of race and racial injustice and just what my thoughts are on that, I was very nervous. I was very frustrated, a little concerned about how I was going to go about this route. And I was writing up my sermon and I was like, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to say. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. And then I thought about it and I was like, I don't have to be anybody else but myself. And so part of that is I like to engage with the people that I'm talking to and really get you guys to think and have you guys be honest and open with me. So my friends here are going to pass out some note cards and some pencils. If you guys have a pen or a pencil on you, please don't take a pencil, because I don't know if we'll have enough. But we're going to pass out note cards and pencils, and then I'm going to ask you a couple questions for you guys to just answer for me. And as I was thinking about what I was going to talk about, I didn't want to have any assumptions of what other people might be thinking or what they might be feeling. So this is part of why I'm doing this exercise of giving you guys note cards, so that I can ask you guys questions and it can help formulate my message and whatever the Lord wants to speak to you guys today and in this moment. I'll go ahead and give the first question. So number one, and you guys can number it off. You don't have to write your name on it. I want it to be completely anonymous. But if you were in a seminar, if you were in a class or a church like today, and the topic is about race and racial injustice, what first comes to mind? So you guys can just write a phrase, a one-word answer, just your thoughts. Like when you hear when someone says, I'm going to talk to you about race, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? And then for the second question, what emotions did you have towards the shootings and the murders of those who were killed last year surrounding racial injustice? So the first question is, what comes to mind when you first think about race? And then the second one is, what emotions do you have towards the shootings and murders of those who were killed last year surrounding racial injustice? And then the third question is, do you truly believe God is concerned with race? And I want you guys to answer honestly. It's okay to say yes, it's okay to say no, it's okay to say I don't know, maybe. But the more honest you are, the better. So, do you truly believe God is concerned with race? And then the last question is, do you want to know what God has to say or thinks about this topic? And once you guys are finished, if you guys will pass those cards down to like the center of the aisle, so whoever's on the end of your row. And if my friends that pass them out can pick those up once you guys are done. Okay, so I'm also not going to read out all of these, of course, but just give a few of what you guys wrote down. So for the first question about what comes to mind, there are answers that say nervous, sadness, just why, black and white issues, slavery, Jim Crow, MLK, the system, reconciliation. For the second question, we have heartbreak, anger, frustration, sadness, important, confusion. For the third one, we have it is absolutely critical to the gospel. Not race, but I believe he cares about equality and loves justice. Yes, yes. No, I believe God sees us all as his children. And then for the last one, do you want to know what God has to say or think about this topic? One says, I believe God wants us to realize who we are in him as a family. And a few of them say yes as well. And so that's very encouraging to hear, because that helps my message a lot. Because I wasn't sure what these answers were going to look like, but I'm very glad that we kind of all feel the same way towards this topic. And so I remember last year during quarantine, when everything was happening, I was super frustrated, very confused, just really angry. And I remember one night in my room just sitting, and I was so angry with God. And I was like, God, if everyone is your children, if you see us all as your children, why is this happening? Why is it one thing after another? Why do we have to go through this? Why do we have to experience this? And just very frustrated and confused that the God that I serve would just allow people to feel this way, to experience this hurt. And so I sought him and I prayed to him, and he led me to just get to know more about him and what he has for his people and what he believes for his children and how he created us. So if I were to title this message, it would be that God sees us. And so I just want to kind of talk to you guys and help you find peace and joy and happiness. I want you to know that God is concerned about race, and he sees all of you. He sees us. And I pray that this message encourages you, gives you hope, and guides you to want to learn more about who our Savior is and who he sees us to be. So the scripture I'm going to be coming from is Genesis 1:26 through 27. So if you guys want to turn there with me, you guys can go ahead and do that. I'll give you guys a second. So Genesis 1:26 through 27 says, "Then God said, 'Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.' So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." So if we dissect and analyze this verse and these two verses, the scripture, we know that God is the creator of the universe, that he made us in his image and in his likeness. Then it goes on to tell us of the roles that he gives for the people and for mankind. And he created us to rule over the fish in the sea, over the wild animals, over all the birds in the sky, and the rest that it says in that verse. But then in verse 27, it repeats itself. And we know that when something is repeated in the Bible, it's important. So if you look at it again, it says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." It doesn't say white male and white female, he created them. It doesn't say black male and black female, he created them. It doesn't say Latino male and female, he created them. It doesn't give any specifics, and I could go on and on. But it just says that male and female, he created them, and he created them in his likeness. So one thing that I love when I read scripture, when I read anything, I'm a big word person. And so if a word like strikes my brain, I'm like, okay, I have to go look it up and see exactly what this means and what God's trying to say. So when you look up the word likeness, it says the fact or quality of being alike, resemblance. And resemblance and similarities is a synonym for likeness. So if God is perfect, if he's good, if he's beautiful, and if he's pure, and he created us in his likeness, in his resemblance, in his similarity, then what does that mean to you? What does that say to you? That you are made in his likeness. To me, it says, nothing's wrong with me. Not my skin color, not my hair type. Nothing's wrong with you. It says that God made me in his image. He made me to be like him. And he made me to resemble him and reflect him. But not only that, he wants to get to know you, show you your purpose and how much you are valued to him. So an example I want to give is my parents. They had me, and obviously, you know, as a parent, sometimes you're like, I wonder what my kid is going to have that's like me. Like, what characteristics are they going to have of me? How are they going to resemble me? I think that I look like both my parents, my mom and my dad. I am my mom's twin. She's sitting right there. I look a lot like her. But we resemble each other in that way. And there are some characteristics and qualities that I share of her, that I share of my father. And so even within those same similarities and those characteristics that I share with them, they still want to get to know me, and they've gotten to know me, and they're helping me walk into my purpose and who I'm supposed to be in all aspects of my life. So as a woman of God, as a student in my faith, as a black woman, they're helping me walk and find my purpose and what it means to walk in this world and in this life as a Christian. And they want me to know what emotions that I carry, what interests me, and how to help me walk in that. And that's exactly how God feels towards you. That's exactly what he wants to do with you. He created you, so of course he wants to get to know you and see what those different things about you are. So if we go back to the race topic, and if we go back to the things that you guys wrote on these cards, if he created all of us to resemble him and be in his likeness, and we are all different shades, different races, and have different cultures, why would he not care about it? Why would he not care about you if he created you and specifically said he created you to be in his image and in his likeness? I believe that he hurts seeing his people getting hurt over what he created. Something that, or someone that I look up to very well, her name is Jackie Hill Perry. I absolutely love her. She's such a great woman of God. But I was watching an interview where she was kind of talking about this topic, and she was saying that if you look at all of Genesis 1 and you look at the things that God created before, it says that he created the heavens and he created the stars and he created the birds and they were all good. But the only thing that says he created in his likeness is mankind. Mankind is the only thing that it says in that verse that he created in his likeness. So tell me that we aren't important to him. He is hurt that people are taking life in general, but especially since it's being killed over his likeness and in his image. It's something that reflects him. It's something that resembles him. And so that matters to him. It really does. He really cares. He sees us crying and hurt. He also sees those that don't care about it. He also sees those who are confused, who have questions. He sees it all, and he truly cares, and he wants to get to you. But I know that God doesn't ever end with that. It's never just, I see you, I care, and I love you. But he wants to help you walk in that, and he wants to help you see how to live in that. And so one way that we can do that is that we share who he is and who he has created us all to be. Romans 2:11 says, "For God does not show favoritism." He doesn't show favoritism or partiality. Who he is and who he has created us to be is the same for all of us, each and every one of us, regardless of your race, regardless of your color, regardless of your culture. And we have to walk in that. So if I were to give you 3 points, something just to remember, the first one would be, we must live out who God created us to be. Instead of being angry and wanting to fight the system and yell at people all the time, let's run back to scripture. God didn't create black people and call them ugly. He didn't create white people and call them superior, but he calls us all to be greater. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, not Christ. John 10:10 tells us that. God is not the enemy, but God wants to give you life and life to the fullest. So we must live out who God created us to be. Number two, we must then go out and share who he created us to be by telling others and showing others. So it's not just a matter of you understanding that for yourself, but you have to go out and you have to show other people what that means and what that looks like. Acts 17:28 says, "For in him we live and move and have our being." As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring, we are his children. And in this passage of Acts 17, Paul is talking to the people in Athens, and he's showing them that even if you're a Jew, even if you're a Gentile, whatever you are, like, God has created us all, and he's created us all to be in a specific place at a specific time. But we are all made simply from him, and we have to walk in that and believe that we are all unified and that we are all in unity. 1 Corinthians 7:17 says, "Nevertheless, each one should retain the place in life the Lord assigned to him and to which God has called them. This is the rule I lay down in all the churches." And then Micah 6:8 says, "He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" So God calls us to speak out to these things. He calls us to speak out to justice, but to do it the right way, to do it in truth. We must go out and share who he created us to be by telling others and showing others. And the last one, and this is the most important one if you don't get anything else after what I've said, but we must remember that we are made in his image and in his likeness. You were created, you were made, your hair color, your hair texture, your skin color, your weight, your body language, whatever it is about you, it is created by the Father, and it all resembles who he is and who he wants us to be. You were made for a purpose. You were not made on accident. It is repeated in his word that we are made in his image and in his likeness. Therefore, we are important to him. We do matter to him. and he cares about you, and he cares about me. Romans 8:38-39 says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." None of that, none of the things that we've experienced, none of the hurt that we feel is going to separate us from who God has called us to be, who he has created us to be, and how much that he loves us, and we can love him and show that to other people. So we must remember that we are made in his image and in his likeness. This is the core. This is the simple thing that you have to understand. We are made in Christ, and he cares about you. He wants to hear your thoughts. He wants to hear your cries. And he also wants us to live out our lives believing that and reflecting that. So my challenge is that you remember these points, you reflect on them, believe them in your heart, so that the way that you answer these questions here, some of you, your mindset has to change. And it has to show that we are all unified, we are all made by Christ. We are all created in his image and in his likeness. And he loves us, sees us all as equal. And he wants us to walk in that. This is exactly what helped me. This is what got me to stop hurting, what got me to not be so angry all the time, but to see that each and every person, regardless of if they don't agree or if they do agree, that we are all made from Christ, and he loves us, and you're perfect in your own way because you are made in his likeness, and you resemble him, and you reflect him. So I'm going to be proud of who I am. Not only because I'm a black woman or because I'm a black woman in Christ, but because I know that I am made in his likeness, and so are you, regardless of the color, regardless of your race, regardless of your ethnicity. And so I believe that for you all today, and I believe that you can go out and you can share that with other people, and that you don't have to feel like the things that you wrote on this card is the end of it. But you can go out and you can learn more about how God sees you, how he loves you, how he wants to be intimate with you, and how you are created in his likeness. So now I'm going to ask you if you guys would bow your heads with me. Before I pray, if there's anyone in here that wants to learn more about who Jesus is, what it means to be made in his likeness, what it means to be created by him further, and you've never experienced that before, you've never experienced what it means to walk in life with Jesus, and you want to know that for yourself, you want to experience that, if you would just lift your hand wherever you are. And so now I'm going to pray in this moment, and I'm going to pray over this message, and that it would just resonate in your heart, and that you would come out of here today with a different mindset, with thinking deeper, with going further. It's not my job to sit here and tell you every little thing as to what it might say in the word or what God is trying to speak to you, but it's your job to go out and learn for yourself and to really sit down with God and ask him, Lord, how do you see me? How do you see my brother and sister? How am I supposed to love one another? How do I love myself and then love others? How do I walk this life? So Lord, I want to thank you for every person in this room. I want to thank you for just how you've created every life in here. It matters and it's beautiful. It's in your likeness, it's in your image. So grateful and so thankful for each and every person, each and every one of your children in this room, Lord. If anyone's still experiencing hurt or pain or abandonment or feel like they just are not good enough, feel like they're not beautiful enough, that they do not feel worthy enough, Lord Jesus, that you would just show them that they are. Show them that you created them and that you made them in your image and in your likeness. You care about them. You want to get to know them and you want to love on them. Thank you, Lord, for the messages you've sent out. Thank you for allowing us to have open hearts and open ears and open eyes, so that we can receive what it is that you have to say to us, and that we can go out and learn more about you and grow in our relationships with you. We're so thankful, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.